And now it is my honor to invite Lassie to share a good word about why she loves this community so much. Thank you, Lassie.
Good morning. My name's Lassie Jordan. My pronouns are she, her. I've been a member of East Shore Unitarian Church since March of 2020. I've moved 39 times in my life, and I've lived in a lot of different places. At times, I've felt more at home in places where I was a foreigner than in places where I was supposed to feel at home. I've attended 3 churches in different countries, but none of them ever felt like home. After Mike and I got married, home was with him and subsequently our children. Home was the home that we created together, and that still feels like my definition of home. After Mike died 12 years ago, I was deeply grieving and trying to figure out if it was even possible to create a home by myself. Then came some major health challenges and some major remodeling, and I discovered, like a bolt of lightning, that I had become the curator of the museum of the life that I used to have. I understood that home for me must include others. So 5 years ago, I sold my house, moved to Silver Glen, and joined the East Shore Unitarian Church choir before I'd ever even been to a service here. When I met the people in the choir, and of course Eric Lane Barnes, I was drawn in. I've always loved to sing. I have found my particular joyous niche with this choir. It is an honor to sing with these people that I love. And when we rehearse and when we sing together, we create something greater than any one of us, and it grows when we share it with you. I realized pretty quickly that I'm a Unitarian, and I probably have been since my 20s. I read the covenant and the chalice lighting and the 7, now 8 principles. And meeting the people here and watching how you interact with one another and treat one another. East Shore Unitarian Church is the home that we create together. Home is a place where you're heard and understood, where you're free to be everything that you are, and where your dreams of who you'd like to be and want to be are honored, encouraged, and nourished. A home which is inextricably connected with hope. This is the place where I come to be with other people and create home and hope. How do we do that? By choosing love again and again. And we do that in helping one another do the same thing, choose love. Home, hope, and love are not created in a vacuum. It all takes money. It takes money to keep the lights on. It takes money to keep our beautiful buildings repaired and warm and our gardens and grounds flourishing. It takes money to pay for our amazing, hardworking staff and our wonderful minister, Reverend Maria Christina. It takes money to support the programs that help us grow as people and do the service that gives that covenant form, substance, meaning, and makes a difference in the world, all while expanding who we are as people and growing this, our home. COVID, the state of our political landscape, and the multiplicity of challenges in countries around the world, and the environmental health of our planet have left many, many people afraid, hopeless, disconnected, and searching for something in their lives. They may not even know what it is. But I feel it's a place to belong, to feel known, a place to feel love and hope, a place to call home. We are that place for those people. We create a place where no one ever feels like a foreigner. Just a new friend we welcome into the home that we will co-create together. The time has come to look at our personal financial resources in a generous way. Think home filled with love and hope. Now is the time to trust in ourselves, have faith in one another, and move out together as one entity with hope for our shared future and love for all those searching people who will be filling and co-creating our home.